Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, April 17th, 2013. And Burns, how was that Wine Farm of Oklahoma, my friend?
It was really special, Kelly. We had lots and lots of people here for the Wine Farm, which was there was a gala dinner on Friday night, and the chef was Ree Drummond, the pioneer woman, who was just delightful, as was the food. They had an auction that raised over $200,000 that evening. And then all day Saturday, there were classes in wine making and wine appreciation and the like. And those were presented by vintners, many of whom have some connection with Oklahoma State University. And then in the evening, Saturday evening, we had a showcase of chefs and vintners from all around for the patrons. So it's a great opportunity. It raises money for our hotel and restaurant administration school, and I think really does educate people on a very active area of our economy.
And from one big event to another, what can you tell us about the upcoming Legends Weekend in Stillwater?
Well, it's going to be a jam-packed time here in the city of Stillwater. There's just activities that are going to go on all across the city. We have nearly 1,000 high school students that are on campus for Junior Day. In other words, they're juniors in high school, and they're starting to look ahead for their post-secondary education. And they'll have an opportunity to explore the campus and to meet faculty and also learn about scholarships and financial aid, which everybody is interested in, of course, and academic offerings, and have a look at our residential and Greek life and more. So it'll be a full day. We've got a lot of sports going on. We've got the football spring game, baseball, softball, women's tennis against OU, and all athletic events are free. And then finally, but certainly not least, we have the Remember the 10 run on Saturday morning, which of course is the run that memorializes annually those 10 we lost in the plane crash. So it's a special event.
A big art unveiling last week at the Postal Plaza Art Gallery in downtown Stillwater. Burns, I know you were on hand. What's the latest on the construction project there?
I think we've talked about it before, Kelly, but of course we bought the old post office downtown, which is a 30s era WPA project and just a stunning historic building, plating windows and all the rest. And we've been remodeling it into an art museum for Oklahoma State University and really for the community of Stillwater. So it's located right there at 8th and Husband. Rand Elliott, who's a OSU grad and a noted and very creative architect from Oklahoma City, is handling the project. The gallery, it will be called the Postal Plaza Gallery as part of the OSU Museum of Art, and it's led by our new director, Vicki Berry, who we recruited from Utah. OSU actually has an outstanding art collection, but hasn't had anywhere to really display it. So this is exciting and will give us an opportunity to showcase the art that we have, as well as the very fine art program we have on campus. We had this reception, as you mentioned, at the Postal Plaza, and it was to thank Ken and Marianne Ferguson, who are not OSU graduates. They're from Altus, but both have been very active in the arts. In fact, Ken is president of the National Art Organization. They made a generous donation to create a visiting artist program to work with OSU students periodically. And the first visiting artist is Yadika Fields, who's a Stillwater native and now lives in Brooklyn. And he worked with our students this past week to produce murals for the Saratine Performing Arts Center. Those were done outside there on the Student Union Plaza. Also completed a mural in the Postal Plaza lobby, which will pair with the work done by Grace Hamilton on the history of Payne County in 1963. So that's a lot of verbiage for you, but it's very exciting.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.